cattle futures and wholesale beef values firmed on Thursday. President Trump authorized up to $16 billion in relief for agricultural producers who are bearing the brunt of China's retaliatory tariffs. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 24th of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued in Nebraska Thursday at $116 a hundredweight, which was a dollar lower than last week, but steady to a dollar higher than on Wednesday. Dress sales there were at $183 to $186, which was steady to $2 lower than the previous week. Cattle futures mostly edged higher Thursday, helped along by the previous day's bullish cold storage report, oversold conditions, and continued sluggishness. Except for 2 cents lower in Feb, live cattle futures closed an average of 21 cents higher. Except for 2 cents lower at the back of the board, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 21 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were firm to higher on moderate to fairly good demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.04 higher Thursday afternoon at $220.79 a hundredweight. Select was 72 cents higher at $206.53. Corn futures closed 2 to 5 cents lower through May of 20 and then mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed 7 cents lower in the front 5 contracts and then mostly fractionally lower to 3 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mostly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $3 to $6 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 3,575 head. Feeder heifers sold $2 to $4 higher. Steer calves sold steady. Toward the other end of the state, feeder steers sold $3 to $4 higher at Apache Livestock Auction, and feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 higher. There are 1,450 head on hand there. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers sold steady in a narrow comparison. The exception was $2 to $3 higher for steers weighing 1,000 to 1,050 pounds. Feeder heifers traded unevenly steady, except for $2 to $6 higher at 700 to 800 pounds. There were 2,418 head on offer. Feeder steers sold $4 to $6 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, while feeder heifers traded unevenly steady on limited comparisons. There were 1,706 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are 1,440 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower again Thursday under continued pressure from uncertainty about domestic and global economic growth related to the U.S. trade impasse with China. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME fell an average of $3.47 through the front 6 contracts, closing at their lowest level since March. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 286 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 34 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 122 points. Peter Zion, a global trade expert and best-selling author, offered an encouraging outlook of the trade situation at the spring conference of the U.S. Meat Export Federation that's going on in Kansas City. In this moment, Zion said, it looks like the United States doesn't have as much leverage as it actually does. You feel that more than any other sector because agriculture is the only thing that foreign governments can target. But this moment of transition isn't going to last long. According to Zion, the United States holds all the cards, and if it's willing to walk away from the game and kick the board over, it won't be the one feeling the pain. He pointed out the greater Midwest is the single largest chunk of arable land in a temperate zone in the world, and it outproduces the next two largest agricultural zones put together. The greater Mississippi by itself has more miles of naturally navigable waterway than the combined internal systems of the rest of the world. This chunk of North America, he says, is both the richest territory on the planet and the most securable. He added that decades of bipartisan effort have yet to screw this up, and this will not be the administration to do so. In the meantime, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced yesterday that President Trump directed him to craft a relief strategy to support American agriculture producers while the administration continues to work on free, fair, and reciprocal trade deals to open more markets in the long run to help American farmers compete globally. Specifically, the president authorized USDA to provide up to $16 billion in programs, which is in line with the estimated impacts of unjustified retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural goods and other trade disruptions. Secretary Perdue explained that USDA reflected on what worked well in last year's program and gathered feedback to make this new program stronger and more effective for farmers. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 24th of May. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.